って、何ですか、そのポーズは。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with what I promised, an hour of ego. So let's go ahead and get started. Why are you doing that? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, ego. Please find it in your heart to forgive me. I bow my head over and over, the quintessential image of the righteous man honorably repenting for his sins. Yet Ego, having just come out of the shower, simply furrows her brow in response.
Huh?
Is this a joke or something? No, seriously, I'm sorry. I got carried away and made you do all that stuff. I completely prostrate myself, my forehead touching the floor. I know that I can't take back what I've done. There's no justification for my actions. I was gonna stop at the drop of a dime if Ego refused me, but I basically raped her. There's no getting around that. The least I can do is try to make amends. Ah, you actually waited here for me posed like that? I can't fathom what goes on in your head. I gave you permission, yet you still won't apologize? Please don't embarrass me any more than you already have. No, that's not what I'm trying to... Then get back on your feet this second. Besides, I pushed you pretty far myself, so... Look, I didn't dislike it that much, it's fine. Ego! Please stop trying to make things weird. Unless you really hated having sex with me that much? No, it wasn't that bad on my end either. Great, then this conversation is over. Any complaints? None at all. Thank you so much, Ego. I give one last forceful press of my forehead into the ground. I knew that Ego wasn't actually mad at me, obviously. Still, a man's got to take responsibility for his actions. Now that we spent a few days together, I really can't say I dislike Ego. I started to think that living with her is kind of comfy even. Still, that's all the more reason I couldn't let that whole incident go away like it was nothing. I wanted to apologize properly. Maybe it was more for my own self-gratification than to actually make amends, but I'm comfortable in saying it was genuine either way. I can seal those thoughts as I finally return Ego's smile. On another note, the results of our energy efficiency test are complete. From least efficient to most efficient, we have food at the bottom, then semen Hajime is already ejaculated, then semen Hajime ejaculates directly inside of me at the top. The results are about what I would have predicted, but it is nice to have secured evidence. Pretty much, yeah. I'd had a feeling, too. Still, it's important to have conclusive results. Even if they're probably not what Ego would have been hoping for. The results indicate clearly that food alone will not be sufficient to keep my energy stores at an acceptable level. I request that we engage in sex or fellatio regularly in order to recharge my systems from here on out. So it's really come to this. But Ego, are you sure? But Ego, are you sure you're fine with this? How many times are you going to waste your breath with such meaningless questions? She glares at me. We did just settle this moments ago. We both hated sex, but we also both agreed that it's not too bad if we're with each other. If we're both on board, there's no point to any further fuss. Alright, fine, we'll do what we have to do. Appreciate it. I apologize for the inconvenience. Ego nods with a gentler smile than I normally see her with. It's really cute. I probably blush a bit as I think that to myself. I guess I get attached pretty easily. Still, it's not a bad feeling. I nod as well as a warm feeling tingles in my chest. We still have not eaten yet. Excuse me, we still have not eaten today, have we? I believe around now would be dinner time, at least going by a normal person's schedule. Huh? Are you already low on energy?
おかげさまで予備バッテリーまでフル充填されています。
No, fortunately my battery's been fully recharged.
ですが食事は嫌いではありませんので、いわゆる別腹です。
However, I have grown quite fond of food, so I can make some room in my proverbial stomach for it. I guess that makes food your dessert, huh?
できれば昨日と同じくらいの量が望ましいですね。
I request you prepare me about as much food as you did yesterday.
あれだけ食べられれば満足です。
I believe that should be enough to satisfy me. Not happening. You may as well have eaten the store's whole stock yesterday. You'll have to settle for something lighter today. I guess she's got a big appetite, even without the concern for energy. I'll do what I can to get her what she wants, but there's got to be a limit. I grab out what few ingredients we have left in the refrigerator. I line them up on the kitchen counter and get cooking. Ego spark.And so day four of my life with Ego begins.
なるほど。人の世界ではこういうものが人気なんですね。
I see. So this is what's popular with people. Ego rolls around on my bed in her pajamas. She nods to herself contently while flicking her finger around on my smartphone. What sort of stuff are you checking out?
ファッションサイトです。
A fashion site. I wish to know what sort of clothing items people think are suitable.Her eyes remain glued to the phone screen as she responds. She's completely hooked. Whatever. If she's only going to be around for 2 weeks, it doesn't much matter if she gets an addiction. At least she's spending time doing something she's interested in. There's got to be some merit there, I guess. What is it, Hajime? You're staring. Ah, could you be feeling in the mood? I am adorable beyond belief, after all. Shut up, dumbass. I was just thinking about how hooked you are on that thing. Of course, a girl lazing around in her pajamas is a pretty cute sight to behold, I'll admit. I also think about how accustomed she must have grown to life with me, seeing how off her guard she is. I'm a dude. I guess seeing a defenseless girl lying in my bed's got me kinda excited.However, I am also a master of self-restraint. So you're into fashion, Ego?
それなりにはっていう感じです。
I guess you could say that.
かわいいなとか、かっこいいなとか思いますし。
I'm mostly just looking at stuff and thinking, oh, this is cute, or oh, this is cool.
あ、はじめ、このバッグが欲しいです。10万円。
Ah, Hajime, I want this bag. It's only 100,000 yen. Boy, man, we were wrong when we said these robots weren't gonna want for much. Denied. Kaboom! No, ma'am. We don't have enough room for luxuries like that in our home budget. Slam down the gavel. We barely got enough money for food. Brand name bags are off the table.Not like we even plan to go out much, so she'd barely be able to use it. It'd be a complete waste of money! I could see myself wanting to buy it for her if I had the cash, though. I never would have thought that back when I was a host. I guess it's just more proof that I'm getting used to my life together with her. That you're gonna buy her a $10,000 handbag, sir? That is insane! I guess sex droids can have material desires too, eh?Must be the worst part of them. I don't know if I'd go that far. Any reason you mention it? I mean, it's just that, to me, you really don't feel like a sex droid. Despite how adorable and sexy I am. Oh man, she's full of herself now. I'm talking about your head, not your face. Like, she's even got preferences for different foods.She also wanted to pick her own clothing when we went shopping before. Now she wants brand goods? I guess that was probably a joke, but I've never imagined robots could have such detailed tastes and interests. Basically, you just seem like a human to me. Yeah, if it gets that close, guys, you might as well just date a regular woman. We met because you were grossed out by your original tester and ran away after all. A robot following its programming shouldn't be able to do that. She claimed all the insults she hurled at me when we just met. Let me redo that. She claimed all the insults she hurled at me when we met were just a bug with her linguistic functions. But having spent a few days with her, I'm pretty sure that's just her personality. There's no way someone would have programmed her to sling insults back and forth with her user, would they? She's supposed to be a sex droid built to do whatever people please. If she's meant to be the latest product from a world-renowned company, I think they got a problem on their hands. I see. I too must admit that my actions and behavior have not been in line with my programming as a robot.
E1 から E4 までの姉妹機にはこのような自立機能は報告されていませんし。
I've seen no report of my sisters, the E1 through E4 models, performing any such independent action. I'm no sex droid expert, but still, it's the first I've heard of one having such a unique personality, too. People talk about the dangers of AI growing to oppose its human masters all the time. Hell, if sex droids got free will, they'd probably start a revolt. I guess Ego might just be special, given that she's the absolute latest model? Still, I can't help but have my doubts about whether or not it's even acceptable for a sex droid to be like this. Eh, you are who you are, Ego. No one else. We can just leave it at that, yeah? I don't get all the details of how it works, obviously. But at the end of the day, you got your own heart and soul, yeah? No need to argue over that. You're definitely more interesting to hang out with than some robot that just obediently does whatever she's told. I think so, at least. She says you're right. I'd certainly like not to be ordered around. I have likes and dislikes, just like anyone else. Ego sounds kind of happy as she says this. Yep, that's Ego, all right. We've already spent a good few days together. She's foul-mouthed, dishonest with her feelings, and wastes all our cash. I don't mean that as an insult. That's how Ego is. Fine. It makes her feel human, and by extension, it makes being with her all the more fun. Something wrong, Ego? Oh no, I was just feeling a bit peckish is all. You're hungry? As in, you're low on energy? No, I'm still at roughly 80% of my maximum capacity. Ugh, I got plenty left to spare for now. Huh? What's got you feeling hungry then? That's a mystery to me as well. Yeah, why am I hungry? I tilt my head in thought. She doesn't know, there's no way in hell I do. Somehow, it just feels like I want to eat something. We don't have to go all out having sex right now. You can just do it in my mouth if you want. She glances up at me teasingly. There's something docile about her. It has me feeling things. Damn flirty brat. Posing like this though, she's so cute, anyone can see it. It's got an appeal. Especially when you consider the gap between this and how she normally acts. Suddenly propositioned by a girl acting this cute, I can feel my primal male urges kicking into overdrive. However, I know there's no reason to spend our time on needless sex. I take a deep breath, allowing the rational man within me to suppress my instincts. If you're at 80%, we don't need to top you off the hard way right now. I can whip us up something real quick to eat, yeah? Impressive. You were really able to resist even after I played such an underhanded card? Simply unfathomable. I was all but saying I would give you a blowjob. You're stubborn beyond belief, aren't you? All I'm saying is that you've got enough battery for now. Why is she suddenly acting like I did something wrong? A proposition then. You prepare yourself a bite to eat for lunch. Then I will orally intake some of your semen. It'll be cheap, energy efficient, and allow us to avoid any needless sex. I believe this strategy is a flawless win-win, no? Again, my issue isn't the plan of attack. The very idea that you need more energy right now is off base. You don't need to keep sweating the details. You're a man, aren't you? Hold on. You're a man, aren't you? Get those pants off and get that thing ready to go. That sounds like a military porn. Like a gay military porn. Yes, Sergeant! Ah, Ego, wait! Without further ado, Hey! Ah! Ego starts blowing me out of absolutely nowhere. Well, I mean, at least somebody's getting fucked around here. Now, completely unprepared, I come almost instantly. Eventually, night falls. Hajime, it's just about dinner time, don't you think? However, there's something that I'd like to discuss about our meals first. Huh? What's up? I was actually just thinking of cooking some dinner myself when Ego calls out to me. Your cooking is absolute rubbish, Hajime. All you ever do is boil things or throw them in a pan for a few minutes and you hardly use any seasoning. Seasoning is very important. Furthermore, the idea of a dietary balance hasn't even once crossed your mind, has it? Are you my mom now? I find myself playing the straight man again. If I recall, the one who picked out all our ingredients was none other than the sex droid herself. I mean, I was making some meat today. I actually have a full belly right now. And I was like, you know what? I'll throw ChatGPT up and say, hey, I'm making some meat for enchiladas. How should I season this? And you know, it told me. It's a little bit of garlic, a little bit of onion powder, a little bit of paprika, a little bit of chili powder, a little bit of salt, pepper, you know. They were saying like cinnamon. You can try like a little bit of cinnamon, which will bring out the warmth, but it's optional. And the, what was the other one? Obviously the cayenne. But, you know, I was making it for my mother, and I didn't want to have her belly burning, so I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So I omitted the cinnamon and the cayenne. But it came out pretty good, and it still had a little bit of a bite, but not too much of a bite. And the meat, it made tasted pretty good. And of course, I put in a little enchilada sauce as well. And it was pretty fucking good. Like, the whole meal was pretty good. And I didn't buy, like, some cheap-ass... What is it? What is that shit? El Monterey. That's the damn company does that. I can't remember. Anyway, the one that does most of the Mexican meals here in the U.S., basically they have like a cheap brand, and it's in cans. It's just enchilada sauce. Of course, they got the red and the green sauce. That shit's awful. So I got this other shit, which is in like jars, you know, and it's a little more expensive, but it's more authentic. So I grabbed that shit. And like normally red sauce will tear my stomach up, but this shit did not. Because it's authentic. It doesn't have all the bullshit chemicals that the, you know, the other shit has in it. So, ultimately, it was a pretty badass meal, and I'm full. That's why I'm kind of a little tired, because sometimes my body, like, if I eat really heavy, I'll get, like, a tiredness that'll come over me. So, but yeah, that's what I did before I did all this. And I installed Windows 11, if you can't tell, we're on Win 11 now. I don't see any changes, really. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't like about it, but I can fucking deal with it. And, of course, I'm using an app that basically shuts some things off that aren't necessary. So, all right, guys, let's continue. But, yeah, basically just saying that, yeah, I use ChatGPT when I want to do some seasoning and all that. Or anything like that. It helps to cook, you know. It's been a while since I've cooked something, and it felt good. If I recall, the one who picked out all our ingredients was none other than the sex droid herself. She chose how balanced our diet is. Look, I've got no experience cooking. You can't expect me to slap a 5-star meal together out of nowhere. Frankly, you should be praising me for giving this whole cooking business my all every day. I do appreciate it, at least. You do enough for me that I don't feel the need to charge you for sex. Are sex droids ever supposed to do that? I feel like she's got our roles all wrong here. Contrary to how she's making it sound, I am not just cooking for her to get her to have sex with me. Now, there's some women that believe that, I'm just saying. I suppose I can't expect you to become a chef at the drop of a hat. Very well, I will cook for us today. Huh? You know how to cook? She suddenly puffs up her chest with pride. There are housewife androids out there, so I imagine they're pretty good at cooking. Ego's not a housewife, though. She's a sex droid. But she could be all the fucking things. TFM said, you have a bunch of different robots. You have a robot to do this, a robot to do that, a robot to do this. But I like the robot that can do the cooking and the fucking. I mean, what's wrong with that? She can suck a dick and make an omelet at the same time. I don't see a problem. Is there a problem? No. I wasn't expecting her to be capable of functions besides sex. I may specifically be a sex droid, but that makes me an android nonetheless. I can access the company's database and download all sorts of applications to equip myself with useful skills and functions. My primary purpose may be sex, but I am rather quite adaptable. Hey, if there's any robot android waifus watching this, that's what I want. I don't know if these videos will last that long. But if we get to the year 2100, like, oh, I would have been a great partner for that man who died 70 years ago. Well, that would be, oh, not 70 years ago. Let's see. If we're talking 2100, 30 years ago? Yeah, let's go with 30. I could die in 2060? Hell, how old would that make me? Let's see. It's 2025 now, and I'm 40. So 2025, 2035, 2045, I'll be 60. So I'd be like 70, 80. Yeah, I'd be about 80 in 2060. You know what? Let's go ahead and go a little higher. Let's see here. We'll say, oh, that guy about 30 years ago. Let's do that in the year 2100. Hopefully, I don't think I'll be doing this at 80. Hopefully I'll have a robot that's doing all the things at 80. But you know, I've watched these things about these guys that are in their 80s and 90s and they go to the gym and they exercise all the time. And I'm like, man, that's fucking great. Like, I'd love to be in that kind of shape in my 80s and 90s. You ain't gotta be an old man that's just, like, ready for death at that age. Naturally, I'm equipped for sex, but my fundamental structure is similar to that of a general-purpose android. So long story short, yes, you can cook! Well, that'll come in handy. She's a pro at sex, looks amazing, and can serve as a housewife. Hell, if I had a few 100,000 yen to spare, I'd find a wiser way to spend it. Not only would I not buy her, I couldn't. That's a pretty hefty price tag. Anyway, I guess sex droids only come with the base features by default, and you can equip them with whatever else you deem necessary. That's pretty handy. We're gonna need you to be an assassin. My neighbor last night was causing a lot of trouble. You gotta be quick and quiet. No use complaining. Given how utterly useless you are, I will do you the service of installing the cooking program. Rejoice in the fact that you've been blessed with such a competent sex droid. Let's see here. Ah, here it is. Cooking so simple, a monkey can do it. The app costs 3,800 yen. Thank you for your purchase. That's about $3.80. Oh, it's not free? Of course it's not. Don't worry. I used some self-restraint and picked out the cheapest one.
後で請求書が届くので、近くのコンビニエンスストアで支払いをお願いします。
They'll send us a form you can take to the convenience store to pay for it later, okay?
というわけで今晩は私が料理をしますので。
With that, I will be in charge of cooking dinner.
はじめはダメオらしくベッドでゴロゴロしてていいですよ。
You can go roll around on the bed like the mongrel you are until I am done. Well...I don't even need an invitation for that. I'm just gonna jump on the bed and roll around like the fucking filthy mongrel I am. She starts humming and begins sifting through the fridge for ingredients before I can retort. Give me a break. Well, she already brought it. She already bought it, rather. Too late to say no, I guess. But she also brought it. Oh yeah. She said, Bitch, I'm gonna cook for you.Hopefully it'll at least result in some good stuff to eat. If I can pay at the convenience store, then I can put it off until I get my paycheck for testing. 3,800 yen isn't that bad, ultimately. It's really not. Just to make sure there aren't any foods you're particularly averse to, are there, Hajime? Actually, I think it's, what, it's not $3,800, it said $38? I think the book is $38. It's not $3.80, it's $38. It's a very expensive book for cooking for dummies. Even if there are, I will be prioritizing cooking something healthy over something to your taste, but I can take your taste into consideration. How generous, no worries though, there's nothing I particularly dislike.
よろしい。では今しばらくお待ちくださいませ。
Excellent. You can sit back and wait then. Is this actually some roundabout way of thanking me for everything? She's kind of a closet sweetheart. I wouldn't put it past her. Not knowing for sure is a kind of a pain in the ass. I wish she'd just tell me straight up. Still, that's what makes her feel less like a sex droid and more like a person. Pain in the ass or not.I guess I just don't get tired of watching her. Maybe she's just kind of interesting to watch. Honestly, I wouldn't hesitate to say I hate women. But for some reason, my time with Ego just feels different. It's not even just not bad. I've started to find having her around pretty comforting, frankly. And so day 5 of our life together begins.
Hajime, 話があるのですが。
Hajime, I have something I'd like to discuss. Well, here we go. Here's the marriage. This again? What is it today? I am bored. Uh-oh. You better do something or she's gonna find another tester. Huh? I am bored, says wife. Please do something about it. Well, you can play Tiddlywinks.Really fun game. Play for hours. It's not like I've got any quick fixes to or boredom. Wait, I actually do. I got Tetris on my phone! Now this is a funny joke because I used to have an old manager back when I was working for one retail place. And in the back room, you know, where I worked, he would always get mad at us. He'd say, Ah!There you all are, playing Tetris on your phone. There you are again. You're not doing nothing. You're playing Tetris. That's literally what he would say. This man was the worst man you've worked for in the history of the world. Everybody left. The whole damn store came down on this man's watch. But, yep, there you go.Tetris on your phone. I pull up the app and hand her my smartphone. What is this? Some sort of puzzle game? Ah, so you take these blocks of various shapes and try to stack them into 4 complete lines. I see. So...Does it actually count as the computer versus the computer in this case? Because, you know, usually the one player is a human. But if we have a computer and a computer, then it's technically the computer playing against itself.
Score が完走しました。
I've hit the maximum score. That was far too easy. Okay. Dark Souls, then. You're kidding me. She hands me back my phone, and there it is. Her score's at 99999. I guess simple puzzle games like this are nothing for cutting-edge AI. Between her skill and her looks, I bet she could make for a pretty popular gaming streamer. That said, it'd take time to get her popular enough to make any money off of it. Best not to waste time thinking about it. I am once again bored! I'd like to put this time, which we've worked so hard to buy ourselves, to some entertaining use other than sex. I'm with you there, but it's not like we've got a mountain of cash we can use to go out doing stuff. We've got no means of travel and no money! That said, there's not much time left until my testing period with Ego is up. I understand her not wanting to just lay around doing nothing all day. I wreck my brains trying to think of something we can do. How about we just hang around town then? We don't have much cash, so we'll mostly just go window shopping, but it's something. A decent proposal. We are running low on food in the fridge, too. Shall we go to the same shopping mall as before? It will take a fair bit of energy, but I believe it will still be far healthier than staying locked in your apartment, forced to have sex with you over and over again. You could phrase it any other way. Being forced to have sex over and over again. It's not like she's locked in here either. We just don't really have any business to attend to or cash to go out and do stuff with. Though we have settled on sex as the method to recharge her energy. Okay, fine, I guess the over and over again part is fair. Let's get going then. I don't want to miss the bus. Sounds good, I leave the navigation to you. She seems happy to finally be heading out, so I push her along. The two of us leave my apartment and head to the mall once more. I believe with this we should be set for a while. We've been at the mall for about an hour. Ego is humming along, satisfied with our haul of groceries. This time we actually bought a decent balance of food, focusing on vegetables. What happened to the ego that was obsessed with buying perfectly marbled beef and eel? Installing that cooking app's really upgraded her shopping sense too, I guess. Even if that means we only ended up getting chicken from the meat department. Still, even if the meat's the same, I'm looking forward to the variety of food she'll be able to prepare with this. We've done a lap around the mall and bought our groceries, so we should be about ready to head home, but... Hajime, I believe we kept our expenditures at the grocery store rather low today, yes? Thanks in large part to the application that I installed. Guess so, yeah. Of course, thanks to her, the costs last time were ridiculous. I refrain from saying this out loud, being the mature adult that I am. Shall we use the money saved to indulge in some small luxuries, then? What you've got in mind? Ego grins in the direction of the general store in front of us. Well, I was hoping to purchase some bubble bath and other such products to make my time spent in the bath more enjoyable. Yay! A wonderful and rich bath time leads to a wonderful and rich life, in my opinion. And how much is that wonderful and rich bath time gonna cost us? The items I have in mind total to a measly 10,000 yen. It's $100. Rejected! Blam! Rich bath times are for foreign people. For foreign people. Rich bath times are for rich people, not pros like us. We shall eat chicken with the rest of the peasants. Why don't we go search for some more modest and affordable pleasures? This is what I get for choosing such a worthless man. Folks, I really don't want my robot to act like this. I wouldn't be happy with that. I'd be worse than without one. Denied my bubble bath and forced back home to live out my days as a literal sex object. Just where will I find joy in this accursed life? Solid performance, but I don't have much sympathy for tragic heroines. Find some additives that can run us around 98 yen a bag, and then we can talk. Yeah, you can totally just use a bath bomb, robot. You will be fine. I'd rather my baths not reek of poverty. I'll pass. If you are looking for a rich man, you knocked on the wrong door, my little robot. Bucket of bolts? At that rate, I may as well just add in some salt. That will at least help with perspiration in the bath. I thought you said you couldn't sweat. I move us away from the general store as we continue our banter. I'll buy her stuff she wants if it's within reason, but there's a firm limit, as there should be with every man in the universe. Because I will tell you now and firmly, if you do not put your foot down, you'll be like these. Well, this girl married this sheik, this oil sheik, and she gets $10,000 rings, and oh yeah, she married an oil sheik. If you think that you can get the affection of an oil sheik, then please be my guest. Move your booty around in a motion to which he decides to... I mean, there's actually some bad shit, though. Because there's a lot of girls that think that they're going to get some rich oil sheik or oil baron. And they wind up getting pooped on or thrown out in the middle of the fucking desert. Yeah, it's pretty scary. There's actually been some real articles about that. So, there's a lot more to that than you guys think. It's not just, I'm going to marry this rich guy from Dubai and I'll have, like, the best life in the universe. It doesn't happen like that. I was wondering, why do you like baths so much, Ego? What a foolish question. They feel good. Why else? Do you have some other reason? I mean, yeah, for sanitation, because sweat feels gross, etc. That said, I can't complain, even if a reason is as simple as baths just feeling good. I like baths too, actually. Hopping into the bath can make a whole day's worth of exhaustion just melt away. They were the absolute epitome of bliss after a full night of drinking myself out of my senses. Now that feels like a distant memory. Look, if we had the cash, I'd be down to buy all the additives you want, whether they be 10,000 yen or 100,000. I appreciate the sentiment. I understand the financial straits we find ourselves in. Ego, I got an idea. Why don't you, being this wonderful robot, find us something to make us a lot of money? It's legal. She smiles as she says this. I'll put in work where I can, but some things are just out of my control. Though since I started getting attached to Ego, I find myself wanting to do something to satisfy her. Oh, by the way, the company sent us a package today. It should be arriving during the evening, so we should head back so we can sign for it. Let's get going then. I'll get the bath ready for you when we get back. At least I can do. Very well. I suppose I can give you a pass for your earlier refusals, then. Besides, I've already done quite a bit of shopping on my own, so Besides the groceries?
もう気にせず。それでは今日の晩ご飯も腕を振るいますから。
Don't worry about it. For now, just think about how delicious the meal I'm preparing for us tonight will be.
とっとと我が家に帰りましょう。
Let's go home. Ego cheerfully picks up the pace. She's genuinely forgiven me a lot, despite how much I put her through and refused her. That has to be the first time I've ever spent time like this with someone. It's fun, and I'm happy to see that Ego seems to be enjoying herself as well. So this is what having a real friend is like. I watch Ego as she trots on ahead. She's far enough that she can't hear me mutter that under my breath. Oh, this delivery that you mentioned? We're hanging out at home after having finished dinner. The sudden ring of the intercom causes me to turn my head.
どうやらそのようですね。
I would imagine so, yes.
私が出るので、はじめはそのまま休んでいていいですよ。
You can keep resting, Hajime. I'll go get it.
はい、こちらエレクトエレクトロニクスセクサロイド部 E5 です。
Hello, this is E5 with Erect Electronics Sex Droid Department.
あ、間違えました。ダイゴローです。
Ah, my apologies. I mean, this is Daigoro.
いえ、ですからダイゴローですってば。
No, this is Daigoro. I just said so.
宅のプラチナブラックのダイゴローをご存知ない？さてはモグリの宅配業者ですか？
You don't know Daigoro of Platinum Black? Were you raised by wolves? Normal people aren't going to know about a host club's ace, no matter how popular I was. You can just answer the door like a normal person. I call over to Ego, admonishing her.
戻りました。はじめの家に女がいることにいぶかしげでしたが、性処理係ですと説明をしておきましたので。
I have returned. The courier seemed confused as to why a woman was collecting a package addressed to you, but I explained that I was a prostitute and he had no protests. You're doing this on purpose. Please stop doing this. I'm begging you. Some people would file a police report if they heard that. I glare at her, but she just grins in response. You seem excited. You order something?
エレクトエレクトロニクス社に注文していた私の追加装備です。
Indeed, I purchased some equipment for myself from Erect Electronics.
きっとはじめも泣いて喜ぶと思いますよ。
I'm sure you'll be so overjoyed it will have you sobbing. What sort of equipment do you think is going to have me crying tears of joy? So she can augment herself physically too? I guess it makes sense they can modify themselves to suit their customers' preferences. Can't imagine what she's got in mind that would make me happy though.
では私はお風呂に入ってきますね。ついでにアタッチメントも馴染ませてまいりますので。
I will be entering the bath then. I'd like to get accustomed to the new attachment. Huh? What's that supposed to mean? The hell's going on? She hums to herself as she carries the package into the bathroom. An attachment? Is this something else to make her bath time more fun? Maybe it's something completely unrelated? I tilt my head in confusion, happening to notice a sales slip she dropped on the floor as I do.E-Series Mega Milkers Attachment, 495,000 yen, tax not included. Ego!
これは想像以上にいい買い物でしたね。
These are even greater than I anticipated. I'm sure Hajime will love them.Hey, Ego, get out of here, you brat!
Hajime?
What's wrong, Hajime? Watching me bathe is crossing a line! If you're in the mood, that's fine. We can have sex in a bit, but let me have my bath time to myself at least, okay?Ego furrows her brow and glares at me. You're fucking joking. They're massive. Huger than anticipated, Ivan. Ego's tits are already pretty big, now they're beyond words. The Mega Milkers live up to their name. Their insane mass floats bouncily atop the bathwater. It's a sight that would bring a smile to any tit lover's face.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.もう遠慮なく視線が釘付けのようですね。
I see you can hardly help, but feast your eyes already.
私でなかったらセクハラでぶち込まれてるレベルの熱視線じゃないですか。
In fact, you're lucky you're staring at me. I think any other woman would accuse you of sexual harassment and lecherous eyes like that.
男にとって胸は大きければ大きいほどいいとネットで見ましたが。
I read online that when it comes to breasts, men believe the bigger they are, the better. She'd be right!
やはり初めも男の本能には抗えないようです、
ね、Evidently, even you are not immune to such natural urges. Ego smugly lifts her breasts, emphasizing their new volume.
ほら、どうです？追加アタッチメントで脅威の要サイズアップですよ。
So what do you think? I'd say this attachment's brought my threat level up at least 4 ranks.
我がエロエロ社が渾身の技術を使って作ったおっぱい増量キットです。
It's the largest breast enhancement kit the company offers.
本物以上に本物を追求して作られた科学者たちの血と涙といろんな汁の結晶なのです。
These babies are a true gem of technology, born from countless researchers' blood, sweat, and tears to deliver a realer than real sensation. She's more human than human.She's talking about her breast augments as if they're a weapon of mass destruction. Watching her stupid smug expression, rage boils within me. I like tits. I don't mind big tits. But those tits cost 495,000 yen. That's about $54,000. Very expensive breasts. You absolute moron! You said you know the financial straits we're in, didn't you?
What?
What the? Please stop yelling! I set the payment so they'll charge us after you receive the testing money.
それでこの爆乳が味わえるなら安いものでしょ?
As in 545,000 yen? They'd be Chelsea Charm-sized titties for that much. A small price to pay for a taste of such bountiful breasts as these? Maybe if it were a necessity. Maybe if it were a necessity and you had consulted with me about it.I wanted to spend these 2 weeks doing what I could to make you happy. But maybe this was a mistake, you numbskull! There's no need for you to be so rude. You're the worst, Hajime. I put a lot of thought into buying these, you know. Whether you're mad at me for doing this behind your back or not, there's no need for you to insult me. Ego responds completely flustered. Fine. You want it so badly. I'll grope the shit out of those breasts just like you want, you damn brat! Hey, wait! I didn't say that. Please, just calm down. Take this and this and this and this and this and this!Oh, Jimmy, wait, stop it! You can't be that rough with me or I'll break! Seriously, you'll break me! Stop it, I'm serious! Come on, stop it! Stop! Aura, 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 aura!Seriously, I'm telling you to stop touching me! Hajime, you dummy! Oh, I got a bucket of a judge! I am not happy with you, Hajime. Need I even say why? I'm sorry.Just came out of nowhere and I was so frustrated I flew off the handle. I find myself kneeling before Ego. In front of me are the Mega Milkers that had previously been attached to Ego's chest. Torn from her bosom, the tits lay still on the floor. It's a real sight to behold.
確かに高額な商品を初めに相談せずに買った私も悪かったと思います。
I understand that it was wrong of me to go and purchase something so expensive without a single word to you.
ですが、だからといって暴力を正当化する理由になりますか?
Still, do you have any good excuse for why your immediate reaction was to respond with violence? I do not. I will not be silenced from my violence.
では私はこれから怒りに任せてはじめを殴ります。依存は。
In that case, I'm going to hit you in turn to vent my anger. Any objections? None!
教育的指導!
Oh shit, George. Consider this educational discipline! Thank you very much, Professor Ego! I shout as a right hook pounds my jaw.
まあ、これでお相手ということで水に流しましょう。
Now we're even.Water under the bridge. Thanks, I greatly appreciate your I know the word is magnanimous, but magnanimity is not a fucking word I've heard. But of course he's saying magnanimous. Magnanimity? I don't like that word. Magnanimity. There we go. Magnanimity.Well, every once in a while, they'll throw out a word. I'm like, what the fuck is this one? I bow deeply as I express my gratitude. I feel bad that she's angry, but more importantly, it was wrong of me to assault her. She's a sex droid, but she's still a girl. Assaulting women is really below me. As such, I apologize intensely. Unrelated, but I've got a question. Very well, you may ask. If I recall correctly, you said you put great thought into your purchase, Your Highness.If you'd be so generous, why would you share with me just what calculations went into the decision? Or would you share with me? Well, Ego grunts and shuts her lips tight. She seems to be chewing her own words. Finally, she looks away, letting out a sigh. Oh.
そんなの、はじめが喜ぶかと思ったからに決まってるじゃないですか。
Well, just thought they would make you happy, Hajime. Oh, now it's good. Here comes Mr. Guilt.He just walked through the door. Me? The answer throws me completely for a loop.
その、はじめは、セックスが好きではないのは知っています。
Well, I know that you dislike sex, Hajime.
でもエネルギーの補充には、セックスが必須だということになったじゃないですか。
But from the results of our examinations, we determined sex would be necessary to keep me energized.
だから少しでも、前向きに楽しんでもらえたらと思って注文したのです。
As such, I thought that if maybe I bought those, it could make you a bit warmer to the idea. Ego.
よかれと思って、ちょっとしたサプライズのつもりでした。
I know I should have asked, but I wanted to surprise you with them.
相談せずに、ごめんなさい。反省してます。
Sorry for not talking to you about it. Really, really sorry.Ego genuinely lowers her head in apology. I never would have dreamed that was why she did it. Not to mention her apology, I don't even know how to react. I was trying to think of ways to help Ego enjoy our time together. Somehow I never even considered that she was doing the same thing for me. She really is cute. She's cute even with her usual attitude, so she's super cute when she's being honest and upright like this. I feel something tight deep in my chest. Well, I think you're plenty attractive even without any attachments, so...Ego looks at me confused. You're super hot even without the attachments. I mean, it's not just that you're hot. I like that we don't have to be so stiff around. Anyway, your concern makes me really happy, excited even. So, look, basically, I don't hate sex with you. Beyond just not hating it, well, it's not even bad. I don't know why, but I just can't get out any of the words I want to say. Back when I was Daigoro, I was a master of flattery.No matter how fat and ugly she was, she could look like a pig, otter, hippo, a baboon, you name it. Shoebills, snakes, there was some gorillas in there. Oh, mercy. I could have made a pill bug blush as long as it was female. I don't care if they don't have cheeks. That was never a problem for me. Yet for some reason here and now, I just can't get the words out. What I want to say is I think you're just fine how you are now, Ego.I'd be happier if you didn't try to push yourself too hard for my sake. That's the best a former ace host can manage. Ego grins at my sloppy sentiment. I can't help but smile along at my own ineloquence. See me accepting my lack of gain, Ego chuckles.
それではお互い様ということで、この話題はもうやめにしましょう。
Very well then. Let's agree to put this conversation to a close here.
エロエロさには不良品だったということで、返品しておきますので。
We can tell the company that they sent us a defective product and request a refund. Wait, can? Even though I broke it?
最新型である私の装着実験結果といえば、必要経費として認められるでしょう。
We can report it as a test of how suitable their equipment is for me and chalk it up as a testing expense.
なんとかうまいことデータをでっち上げるので心配いりません。
I'll throw together some realistic looking data and they'll eat it up. Ooh, realistic looking data. Boy, they can do a lot of bad things with that. I didn't kill him. Here's the data that proves it.
そもそもが私が勝手に招いた事態ですしね。
It's the least I can do for starting this whole mess.Ego smiles as she picks up the discarded breast from the ground. A beautiful girl holding a pair of tits. Sure is a sight to behold, even if something feels off about it. I somehow managed to keep those thoughts to myself. Well, it's getting late, so let me cook us something up.
それで仲直りということにしませんか?
I believe a meal together would be a good way to mend our relationship.Sounds great. I'll take you up on that, thanks. And thus the curtain draws to a close on my first argument with Ego. Somehow or another, it makes me feel as if we've managed to take another step closer together. And so my sixth day living with Ego begins. Ah, sunbathing like this can be pretty nice every now and then.
アンテナはありませんが、太陽光からエネルギーをもらえるような気がします。
Though it does remind me of how much energy I'd be replenishing from the sunlight if I still had my antenna. Ego squints her eyes, indulging in the sunlight. I've never tried photosynthesizing myself, but getting some sunlight feels nice in its own right.Any respectable person's gotta go out and enjoy the sun every now and then. Except when it's 102 like it was today. Not kidding. I muse to myself while sitting on a park bench beside Ego. We decide to go out for a walk today. There's barely anything for us to do at home. Going outside's gotta be at least marginally better than sitting around at home. Even if now we're just sitting around outside. Oh well, I'm enjoying myself so I can't complain.I look up at the sky as I soak in the heavenly rays. You're not particularly accustomed to going for walks during the day, are you, Hajime? I mean, yeah, you know the sort of work I was doing. It's been years since I've just gotten to chill out during the day like this. I believe even a normal job wouldn't allow you the luxury of lazing around at the park in the middle of the day, would it? Yeah, I guess it wouldn't.Most of the people around us are married couples with kids or wrinkled old retirees. In fact, I don't see anyone my age around here. But between the fact that I look like a playboy and I'm here in the middle of the day, it's probably obvious to all of these people that I'm unemployed. I suppose that you could say you are currently employed as my tester, at least, and that is true. Now that you mention it, so I'm not a jobless bum.Perhaps not, though you will be in just over a week. Why don't you start thinking about the future? Even if the tester fee is enough to get rid of your debts, you still won't last long in the world on nothing but groundless confidence and good looks. I guess not. Ouch. I guess I haven't been thinking about what I'll do after this at all. I've no idea what I'll do with myself going forward. Still, I can't exactly dump Ego at home and go out job hunting right now. I'll just resolve myself to try harder in the future. I'm sure I'll succeed if I try. I hereby pass the button to you, future Hajime. The baton, not the button. Glad that's settled. No more thinking about that.
そういえば、どうして Hajime は大五郎と名乗っていたのですか?
I've been wondering, how did you get the name Daigoro? It's way too different from Hajime Honda to be the same, to be some sort of pun, right? I appreciate the interest, but the reason's really nothing special.
別に大丈夫です。 興味というよりもただの暇つぶしなので。
Tell me anyway. I'm less interested in the answer than I am in killing time. Oh, thanks. At least she's honest. You can always count on Ego to tell Tia straight. Well then, guess I should start from when I was being interviewed for the job.
Genji na? Na mon tekitou de ii nda yo, tekitou de.
You don't have a pseudonym yet? Come on, kid, you gotta think this shit out.
Nanse daiji na no wa otokogi to kokoroiki ってやつだからな。
These things are important. It's gotta show your mettle. A single breath that exhibits your spirit as a man.
じゃあ俺がお前の名前を考えてやる。
Fuck it. If you don't have one, I'll give you one.
君に大将軍か大五郎、どっちがいい?
Commander Cunny or Daigoro, take your pick. Daigoro, please, let me be Daigoro!
想像を絶するほど大した理由じゃなかったのですね。
That was even less impressive of a story than I'd imagined.
夜の仕事も大変なんだなと少しだけ理解しました。
I believe I'm starting to understand just how rough your job was.Ego's eyes are hazy and withdrawn as if she's been let down somehow. Her reaction almost hurts. At the end of the day, a pseudonym's nothing more than a pseudonym. All that really matters is that they've got a big impact and they're easy to remember. Some clubs are even have names that get passed down from host to host. Like if a dude named Ichiro retires, they'll call the guy that replaces him Ichiro. It's a pretty smooth process. Usually takes people less than a day to get used to their new name. I'm not sure if I'd ever get used to Commander Cunny, though.
なるほど。
I see. Then I too shall henceforth take to calling Hajime Commander Cunny. Don't you dare! Those words should never leave a woman's mouth. I hear a bark out of nowhere. Oh, a dog! A dog has appeared sitting in front of us. His name is Goro. It has bushy black and white fur, probably a border collie.Looks up at me with cute, innocent eyes. I scan around for its owner, no cigar. He's gotta have one though, his fur looks too well kept for him to be stray, he's even got a collar. Is this creature a dog? Okay, so while Ego gets introduced the pets, we'll go ahead and basically pause this one until...August, Animagus, you know. So, alright, guys, we'll see you next time with more Ego on Grim's Hentai Corner in August. I'm out. See you next time.